Welcome back to My Seminary Life. I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And yes, folks, it is actually me for a right proper episode of MSL. Over the past 4 weeks, been going back over year by year, the most downloaded episode of each year. And so been mostly rebroadcasts lately, but it's actually me. I know it's been quite a while since it's just a me person episode, but I am here for the 2026 preview edition. We are just right around the corner from the end of the year. So let's talk about what is coming up in 2026. But first, let's talk about what's been going on in 2025. Throughout 2025, there's been a few benchmark events that have taken place. First off, there was the triumphant return of Fish Fridays, originally a series that ran during the Lenten season to introduce Lent to a wider, less liturgical audience. This year, with its return after a couple year hiatus, was more of a devotional style series that took place every Friday throughout Lent. Also this year featured, though this did debut in 2024, Rabbit Trails and Experiential Preaching really hit its stride throughout the year. Rather than just sitting down to rehash or just straight up replay my sermon audio, I would recap what I talked about, and in Rabbit Trail, talk about the topic, illustration, subject, whatever that I wish I could have talked about, but couldn't quite figure out a way to make it fit within the actual sermon, or with experiential preaching, talking about an element that I used in the sermon to bring the congregation into the sermon itself and making it more of a living, breathing time together rather than just facing forward lecture time. So those were three of the big series that took place, a few sporadic episodes here and there, but that was the three big series of 2025. And coming out from the Fish Friday series is this year's most downloaded episode. I was pleasantly surprised by the fact that The Prayer of St. Patrick by Wren Collective, what is this year's most downloaded episode? I was very pleasantly surprised by that because I like Wren Collective. I enjoyed their take on The Prayer of St. Patrick, and this is the first time that an episode from Fish Fridays has earned the title of most downloaded episode. So we'll revisit it here, and honestly, like a month and a half, we'll be revisiting it again because it'll be just about time for the Lenten season. So congratulations to you, The Prayer of St. Patrick. Looking forward to listening and revisiting the importance of that prayer here in a few weeks. But as it has continued to be here on MSL ever since I wrapped up my actual master's degree, there was once again a big hiatus there, kind of like late summer throughout most of the fall. A hiatus took place here on the show, and you're all bracing for the part where Brandon starts going off about how I wanted to give up and I just didn't know if, you know, people were really caring or listening and all that usual stuff. And here's the honest truth. I wasn't burnt out. I wasn't discouraged. I was just busy. I just was kind of busy with life, with work, with the nonprofit I serve with. And then my laptop turned in its 2 weeks, so I had to find a replacement. And so, yeah, things just kind of came up. And maybe just as a mark of growth, I didn't feel any guilt that I wasn't like getting episodes out. I didn't have any like productivity guilt whatsoever, any identity issues whatsoever. It was just like, okay, this happens. This is normal. You know, something kind of comes up and there's like a few weeks when I can't really do the show. But not only did I not go through an identity crisis or have any kind of existential dread or productivity guilt, not only did none of that happen, I had a thought for the first time. I've never thought before. I had a thought for the very first time with this show, because there did come a point when I did kind of get my footing back underneath me, and I was like, okay, I could try and just like push out some episodes, just so that way there's something for people to listen to. I was always planning on doing that, the rebroadcast, the year by year trip down memory lane. I was always planning on doing that series here at the end of 2025. But I had the thought of like, well, wait, instead of just trying to shove some content out there, what if I just started bulk recording for 2026? So yeah, actually part of that hiatus that happened was because not only was I a little busy and just had other things going on, but I started packing some episodes away. That's right, your boy's been cooking in the kitchen. How much have I cooked in the kitchen? Oh, only just about the first half of 2026. Yeah, that's how many episodes I have bulk recorded to get us ready for the new year. Just about the first half of the whole year has been either at the recording of this episode, the first half of 2026 has either been completely recorded, or I at least know what I still need to record to get all the way through to June. So I'm pretty happy with myself on that. And just one thing that I just had to finally accept and concede is the fact that I really wanted my seminary life to continue to be like seminary. Of here's a series that lasts for 8 to 10 or 12 episodes, one overarching subject with, you know, 8 supporting episodes with it. Like, I've been trying very hard over the past couple years to make that work. And I think the thing that I saw here in 2025 and I am embracing more for 2026 is that I wish I could do that, but I just can't. That is like an additional burden that I just don't have a bandwidth for. So instead of really trying to lean into the seminary part, I had to think, okay, well, what am I already studying? I am the proverbial lifelong student. Even when I'm not studying for a class or a sermon, I usually have like an intentional read going on. Even if it's like my casual read, there's usually like a reason for it beyond just enjoyment. You know, there might be a little bit of like, oh, this is a subject that interests me, so it's going to be a casual read that is still a subject I care about, or things like that. I had to look at, what am I already reading? What am I already listening to? What am I already watching? What documentaries and podcasts am I going through right now? And like, just talk about those. I'm always kind of like learning and inquisitive about things. And over the past few years here on MSL, I've established certain subjects that I really am interested in. Bonhoeffer, C.S. Lewis, cults, homiletics. So, you know, even when I'm not preparing for a show, like I'm usually watching some cult documentary or some, you know, listening to some podcasts. I've gotten into NPR. Yes, it finally happened. A 30-year-old white guy started listening to NPR. What a shock, I know. But I had to just kind of take stock of that and go, well, why don't I just talk about those things? Rather than trying to just make space within my already very constrained time, like, rather than trying to make space for yet another thing to watch, read, listen to, what am I already doing, and just talk about that. And so that's what I've been doing, along with more rabbit trails and experiential preaching episodes. I've been bulk recording, and what's been fun is that, you know, I listen to, you know, there's a podcast I've been listening to, a series I've been listening to that I didn't really even intend to like do an episode on. It was just something I wanted to listen to for fun, and it basically is going to get its own little like 3 to 4 part series now, because it just was so fascinating, and it's still going to be related to the usual subjects that I talk about here on MSL. And I would say that 2026 is going to be, at least so far, based off of what I've been recording, it's going to be a little bit more raw and a little bit more current, a little bit more current affairs kinds of stuff. I dare not say that it's going to be a political show. If you want more political takes from me, you should listen to Kung Fu Pizza Party, of all things. You should be listening to the Martial Art Pop Culture Media podcast to hear me talk about political things. Go back to the Fist of Fury episode that came out back in November. But it's going to be not so much like Brandon going on political rants as it is going to be I am going to address political topics, things that are very relevant and very... I know that's kind of weird to say that I've been bulk recording, but it's going to be relevant. I promise it will be. It'll make more sense when we get there. You're just not ready for it. That's all it comes down to. No, I'm not going to tease anything. That's the other irony, is that I've learned that I need to stop teasing things for MSL and stop promising things, because it'll just not happen. So no, I'm not going to... Even though I've bulk recorded... And I know exactly what's coming out. You know, I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen. You're just going to have to wait and see. Okay, fine. I'll tell you one thing. You want to know a thing that's happening in 2026? Well, My Seminary Life presents Fish Fridays, the musical. Like I told you, you're just not ready. You're just not ready for what is in store here and for MSL in 2026. Fish Fridays the musical is happening, along with so many other fascinating little things that I at least know is going to happen up through the month of May. I don't know what's happening after that point. Hopefully more stuff. Hopefully I can just kind of like, my goal was to have so much bulk recorded that then as 2026 starts unfolding, I can just keep recording things and yeah. So, or start making space for, okay, I can do this thing in real time during this time period, you know, that kind of stuff. So here's hoping. the show's not going anywhere. Hooray. I'm still here. It's going to be a different approach, I think, an actual change that could help. I've tried a couple different things over the years since seminary wrapped up, and some things work for a little bit and then just kind of like fall apart. So hopefully getting ahead by quite a bit is actually going to help. Who knows, by the time you're actually listening to this episode, I may actually have the few remaining gaps of the first half of the year hopefully filled in too. So even that is old news now. But yeah, 2026, man, you're not ready for it, but you're gonna enjoy it. I guarantee it. And that's really all I've got to say. 2026, man, you thought maybe I was just behind and gonna be here bemoaning things, but nah, I've been cooking in the kitchen and got plenty in store for you, and it all starts next week with a rabbit trail. Fine, I'll tell you a little bit more. It's starting next week with a rabbit trail on Genesis 16. So there you go. You can go read Genesis 16 and take a wild guess what's going to be happening next week as I go down a rabbit trail related to that passage. But that's it for me. Just a short little episode for you all. That's all. Just a short little check-in before we get swinging for 2026. If you haven't yet already, please consider rating and reviewing the show wherever you get your podcasts. Pass this episode along to a friend and check out the other great shows here on the Anna Zhao Ministries Podcast Network, like The Homily, the Whole Church Podcast, and my sister show, Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. And check out my YouTube channel, Studio 219, a place for faith and pop culture. I hope you're excited for next week as we dive into the whole new world of 2026 and all of the exciting things I've got lined up for you. But until then, this is Brandon signing off, reminding you as always that theology is for everyone, so keep on studying.